You deserve to take more than one vacation a year. Welcome to Points to Paradise, the podcast where travel dreams meet real life strategy. I'm Megan Lanford, your new Travel Points coach for women who are ready to stop waiting and start exploring. Because I believe dream vacations shouldn't just live on a vision board, they should actually be lived. I went from barely affording one vacation a year to now traveling over six times a year with my family and saving over $20,000 a year doing it. And I am here to share with you my hard-earned lessons, simple strategies, and powerful stories to help you unlock the freedom to travel way more and spend way less. This is more than just free flights and free hotels. It's about building a life full of freedom, adventure, and unforgettable memories with your family. So let's turn those travel dreams into booked vacations together. Let's go. Hey friend, welcome back to the show. I hope you are having a wonderful week. So last week we dove into the American Express Platinum card, and this week we're diving into the Capital One Venture X card. So we're doing kind of the three main premium cards. Next week we'll talk about the Chase Sapphire Reserve, but these are kind of the high premium, higher annual fee cards that have some major perks, one mainly being lounge access. And these three cards have all had kind of major revamps in the last couple of months, with annual fees changing, with new restrictions, with new credits, and just a whole rebrand, especially with Chase. American Express kind of followed that, and Capital One had made some changes even before all of that. So there's a lot that's always changing, and I have done a podcast episode on this exact topic. It's actually the most listened to episode on the Points to Paradise podcast, and it was a deep dive into Capital One Venture X. But a lot has changed since that episode, and so things are always changing in the travel points world. If you haven't gathered that, every single day some card is elevated, a card has changed, points have been devalued, and some of this stuff happens overnight without warning. Like, we don't even know. Sometimes they give us a heads up that this is happening. But definitely, if you're like wanting to keep up to date on this stuff, definitely make sure you are on my newsletter. If you're in the Travel Points lounge, that is where I notify everyone first. Like, my students are the first ones to know about stuff like this so that they jump on it. But it's always changing. And so if there are repeat episodes on the podcast, that is usually why, that there has been a change or an update or something like that. So yeah, let's dive into the Capital One Venture X. So this is the lowest annual fee that you will find in a premium card, especially compared to the American Express Platinum, which we talked about last week, which is a very high annual fee. This one is lesser, so this is going to be a $395 annual fee, $395, for a sign-up bonus of 75,000 points for spending $4,000 in the first 3 months. So it's a pretty good sign-up bonus, a lower annual fee for some of these different perks. I will say that there are some great perks to this card. I think it's a great card for lounge access. But last week, talking about the Platinum, I was naming off tons of different credits that you can get. And that's to offset the cost of the annual fee. So because this is a lower annual fee, there's not as many perks like that. The number one being the best one, I think, is the $300 annual credit that they give you. It's a travel credit. You can use that within the travel portal. I typically will use this for like a rental car or something, but every single year you get a $300 travel credit. Every single year you get a $10,000 point anniversary like bonus. So you'll get just an extra 10,000 points every year on your anniversary year. You also have lots of different protections, like travel insurance and rental car insurance. You have cell phone protection, no transaction fees, a lot of those like smaller perks that we tend to forget about or overlook. If you were to book a rental car and something happened, like, you'd be covered and stuff. So there's a lot of those types of things. You're going to get TSA PreCheck and or Global Entry with this card. And the main reason most people get this card is, yes, for the points, but also for the lounge access. So this card gives you priority pass to enter 1,300 plus lounges. And as of right now, you are able to take two guests with you into those lounges. And I've talked a little bit about this on the podcast, but a lot of these lounges are getting very overcrowded and there's just a wait sometimes and there's too many people. And so they've been really making changes. So come February 1st, if you have this card, you are no longer going to allowed to be able to bring in two guests for free. You will have to pay to bring in guests. You'll have to pay if you have like an authorized user on the card. So now you're only getting access for yourself. And so a lot of families have been using this card in the past to get their families into lounges. And so it's a pretty big bummer for people with families. Even for me, I usually just take my husband and my daughter with me in. And so that is going to be changing on February 1st. So take advantage of it if you're traveling, definitely go into some of those lounges and get your access in there. But know that it is going to be changing February 1st. And so I know there are a lot of people that aren't going to keep this card because they were using it for lounge access before. I am going to be dropping another podcast episode on a secret credit card that I actually think is going to trump all of these in lounge access. And it's really not one that's talked about a lot. But for a lower annual fee, if you're a solo traveler or something, like, this is obviously a no-brainer card to have. But if you're looking maybe for more lounge access, other than just the Priority Pass, like if you're looking for Centurion or Escape lounges, or really wanting to, if you're traveling a lot, then maybe looking at the American Express Platinum might be something. We're also, like I said, going to talk about the Chase Sapphire Reserve. But do know that this card is changing its rules on lounge access coming up. And then on top of that, with the points that you're getting, I love Capital One they have great transfer partners, Aeroplan, British Airways, Singapore. It's not really much of a hotel card, I don't think. I think it's really more for international flights. It's a great one for first class flights, business class flights. And the other thing it's really great for that really none of the other banks or cards have is covering out-of-the-box purchases. So they have a great travel eraser feature that you can use for pretty much any sort of travel. So whether that be rental cars, Disney tickets, theme park tickets, Airbnbs, cruise ships, tours and excursions while you're on the vacation, anything that's going to code as travel, you can use this erase feature for. And so this is really a secret tool for things other than hotels and airlines if you want to use it. Do know that if you do use that feature, it's going to be a one-to-one ratio of your points. So it's going to be a very low value of your points. If you were to transfer them out to an airline, you're going to get way more bang for your buck, way more value out of your points. As pretty much always, if you ever transfer your points, you're going to get the best value. But sometimes you need to cover things like that, like Disney tickets. That's really expensive. So if you can cover that, or if you're just like, I'm not a hotel person and I love Airbnbs or cruise ships, these points are a great way to either cut the cost of the vacation or even pay for the vacation in full. And I love that about it. So it does cover some of those things that we just don't always think about or sometimes just pay for cash. So whether you want to cover just the hotel or just the airfare or everything, there's a way to do it. And so if you want to go to Disney and not pay for your rental car, your hotel, your airline, and your tickets, it's totally possible. Just know that it's going to take a little bit longer to accumulate all the different points that you need. But I really still think, even with the lounge access being limited, that this is a great card. It's got a great sign-up bonus. And if you have a little bit more minimum spend, if you have a business, I would really encourage looking at the Capital One VentureX business credit card as well. It does have a higher spend of $30,000 in the first 3 months, but you're going to get 150,000 Capital One miles. So it's a really high sign-up bonus, but it is a higher minimum spend. But if you can meet that, then it is 100% a great card to have. It has almost all the exact same features that I just talked about, the $300 travel credit, the lounge access, the TSA pre-check, all that kind of stuff is included with that card as well. You get the anniversary bonus and everything. And so if you can meet that minimum spend, definitely go grab that one because it has a huge sign-up bonus. I'm actually going to have my husband grab that card here later on in 2026 because we are planning to go to Disney, and I will take all the discount on Disney tickets that I possibly can. And so I think that's a really great one for something like that. So that is everything you need to know about Capital One Venture X. Like I said, it's always changing. So do know there is a podcast episode about it, but this is the most up to date. That's why listening to the podcast up to date is also important, because there are elevated offers and things that only last for a short amount of time. And so I talk about it on here and in the Travel Points Lounge. And if you are wanting to stay up to date, if you're wanting to travel more in 2026, if you have been listening and Googling and doing all the things and coming to my free workshops, the time is now to jump into the lounge, because you have been piecemealing it. You've got the foundation, but we want to elevate that. We want you to travel more in 2026 than ever before. And more importantly, save thousands of dollars doing it. And using your everyday expense. So definitely jump into the lounge. The link is below. And I will catch you guys next week. I'm going on vacation this week. So we will we'll do the Capital One, or we'll do the Chase Sapphire Reserve card next week. And then we will have a destination day on the location that we're going to. I'm so excited. I can't wait to share this one. It's kind of another out of the box one, not a beach destination. So stay tuned for that. And I will catch you guys next week.